Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
You might remember that we marked a big 50-year milestone recently on Radio Boston.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Of course, the moment there of the first human steps on the moon. But there's another 50th anniversary, a little closer to home, a little less of a step, maybe more of a sprint.
Anthony Martignetti lives in Boston, on Prince Street, in the Italian North End.
Get a little bit of pitter-patter of Anthony's feet as he ran through the streets of the North End in 1969 for the now iconic Prince Spaghetti commercial. To mark the ad's 50th anniversary, Radio Boston's Jamie Bologna went back to those winding streets with an all-grown-up Anthony Martignetti.
Anthony Martignetti.
Where are we right now, Anthony?
Moncada Street in the North End.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
How are you?
How are you, buddy?
I love you.
Let me show how you been.
Good, good.
Still smoking, man? Come on.
This is what it's like to walk the streets of the North End in 2019 with Anthony Martignetti.
My son's 15. I started late.
Oh my God! 15.
Although he won't admit it, he's a bit of a local legend here, still recognized in his old neighborhood.
I remember getting letters. People say they named their kids after me, Anthony, and people saying, you know, my name's Anthony, and people, they stretch it out when they say it. It's the same way they do you know, in the ad. They sing it.
Did that bother you? Did that bug
you? No, it didn't bother me. I was like, you know, that's nice. You know, a lot of people, like it says, I named my son after you. That's an honor.
But let me back up, because maybe you've never seen the ad that made Anthony a household name. The commercial ran nationally on television for 13 years, starting in the fall of 1969, and it was produced by the then Lowell-based Prince Pasta Company. Now you can find it on YouTube. It opens with Mary Fiumara leaning out of a second-story window on Powers Court, yelling, Well, I could do an impression of it or play the clip for you, but maybe I'll have Jim Botticelli, he's the author of the book Dirty Old Boston, Four Decades of a City in Transition, give us a taste.
Anthony! The minute you say Anthony, they know what you're talking about. Especially if you say it in that tone. Anthony! If you say it in that tone of voice, they know exactly what you're talking about.
You're talking about Prince and pasta. But in 1969, pasta was not really part of the mainstream. Italian food for many Americans was SpaghettiOs and Chef Boyardee. Here's how Paula Taylor, she runs the Food and History Culture Tour Off the Eaten Path, describes the commercial.
It's a little bit voyeuristic in some ways when you see Anthony Martignetti running through the streets. But then it flips to being back in the kitchen where you see his mother making the pasta and the family gathering at the table, and it kind of shoots back and forth. It's really like a documentary in some ways. So I think there's something raw about it.
And it wasn't only spaghetti. James Pasto, co-founder of the North End Historical Society, says the commercial put people just like him into the center of American life for the first time.
It was exciting. It was exciting to see us on TV, showing Italian Americans on TV, which we weren't used to seeing. It was kind of unworldly, surreal almost, because we were on the map of America.
So the ad had a big impact. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But let's hear Anthony again talking about filming it.
And then the scene where, at the end of the commercial, where I come through the door, this is, okay, stand outside the door, and when we say action, come in. So I, okay, so they said, no, listen, you know, you've been running all this way, you got to act like you're tired. I wasn't an actor, I didn't know how to act tired. One of the guys that I was with, he made me run 15 times up and down the stairs until I got tired.
Up and down.
So when I opened that door, I was really exhausted. I wasn't acting. I was tired.
And the commercial ends like this. Everyone gathered at the table. The last one to arrive is Anthony, out of breath.
And as every family in the North End of Boston will tell you, Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day.
So I asked Anthony, how did this whole thing come about? How did a 12-year-old kid born in Italy come to star in an American national TV commercial? Turns out, ad men and TV producers walking around the North End were just about as out of place as pasta was in the American diet.
You can tell they didn't live around here, the people. So they asked us for directions.
What do you mean you could tell they didn't live around here?
Well, the way they were dressed, the way they looked, they had long hair. Back in those days, they were, you know, our parents always told us, stay away from the hippies, they're going to kidnap you. You can tell the way they talk, the way they dress, the way they look. You can tell they didn't live around it. Plus, we didn't even recognize them. Usually, in those days, you know everybody from the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So my friends were like mean to them, like, get out of here before it gets dark out. You know, typical punks. I just gave them directions. And then about a few weeks later, they asked me if I wanted to be on TV.
It was iconic.
Peter Saronic is a former Boston ad man and now at Emerson College.
I mean, it was sort of a standing joke that Wednesday's a Prince Spaghetti Day, and it's probably part of our sort of Boston thing, you know.
So the ad was meant to sell pasta, and it did, but it also sold an idea of family, of Boston, and of Italian Americans. And in today's terms, it went viral. Of course, a lot has changed in the North End since 1969. Back then, Boston was Balkanized, and the North End was mostly Jewish and Italian immigrants. It was walled off from the rest of the city by the looming green central artery. Here's tour guide Paula Taylor.
It was fishmongers, greengrocers, butchers with rabbits hanging in the windows, chickens in the back, lots of people hanging out in the streets. I feel like the neighborhood felt a bit more colorful. There was lots of awnings on the storefronts. You don't see that as much anymore.
Among the many changes, Anthony himself is now in his 60s and doesn't live there anymore. Lifelong North End resident Mary Fumata, who played Anthony's TV mother, died in 2016. And Prince Pasta is no more. It's no longer made in New England, and it's now just one of dozens of brands owned by a Madrid-based food conglomerate. But still today, if you stroll down Hanover Street, you'll get a distinctly Italian-American experience. You'll see pastry shops, markets, and delivery trucks double-parked. And you'll also see a more diverse group of residents and business professionals in yoga gear, maybe even walking their dogs. You'll see a Chinese takeout place and a Bank of America. James Pasto of the North End Historical Society says the commercial takes us all back to an older idea of the North End, as it once might have been when it was a stopping place for new Italian immigrants.
I mean, I think the nostalgia is there now. It helped create something to look back towards, the North End of the 60s. It recreated the Italian-American neighborhood, in a sense.
So, too, for J.J. Pellegrino. He was actually another one of the kids in the ad and the grandson of the Prince Pasta chief executive who came up with that famous slogan.
I would say it had a really nice sense of authenticity. Families would gather and still do gather around the table to be together and to share stories. And that was a little moment in time akin to that. And I think that authenticity was what helped it be lasting and to endure.
So getting back to its impact, let's hear from Marguerite Bonapane. She's the author of 6 editions of the North End Italian Cookbook.
You know, it made people aware of pasta.
She knows a thing or two about the North End and about pasta. She's a former restaurant chef and owner, and she taught cooking classes there for more than 3 decades.
It is a good thing, which we took for granted. And there's no other food in the world better than a plate of spaghetti with sauce.
When she says taken for granted, she means for Italian-American families, pasta and tomato sauce was sort of a daily food. But for a lot of Americans, it was still exotic, maybe even foreign. Not anymore. Americans consume almost 6 billion pounds of pasta a year, or about 20 pounds per person. Although if you ask me, that seems a little low. But maybe the Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day tagline had something to do with that. Again, tour guide Paula Taylor.
People recognize it. What surprised me is people from other states recognize it. Having this tour, I get people on my tour from like rural areas of the country, urban areas. People from Texas tell me they love that commercial and that they were amazed it happened in the North End. I think in some ways that commercial also put the North End on the map as America's Little Italy.
For Marguerite Bonapane, now that the North End is very much on the map, it's also changed. And not just the neighborhood, but the culture.
No, those days are gone. As far as I know, it'll never be the same unless everybody gets smart and slows down.
Anthony Martignetti agrees.
Now it's like everybody's rushing to be someplace. Relax. You know, sit down, enjoy your family. They don't last forever. I miss those days. Sunday afternoons, my brothers, my sister. So every weekend, the whole family, it was a family gathering. Now it's like you're lucky if you see your family once a year.
Why do you think that is?
Times have changed. I mean, things are so expensive now. People need to work two jobs. Back in those days, you paid $50, $60 a month.
For rent.
Now you're paying $3,000. Who can afford $3,000 a month? Not really.
So maybe you're feeling how I'm feeling right now. A little nostalgic for a simpler time. Maybe sad that there never seems to be enough time in the day to do all the things you want to do or see your family. And for me, this is the strength of the ad 50 years later. Because I get it. At the end of the day, it's just a television ad. It's trying to sell a box of dried pasta. But it's also selling an idea. The idea of a family sitting at a table together for dinner. That simple idea changed how a lot of Americans viewed Italian food and their Italian-American neighbors. And now, 50 years after it first aired, the commercial endures as a way to talk about where we've been and what's changed. Again, Jim Botticelli, author of Dirty Old Boston.
Yeah, I guess we've made that Prince Pasta ad sort of a metaphor for the times we lived in versus the times we live in.
And even though it's the late Mary Fiumara who leans out that second-story window in the North End to call Anthony, she's really calling us all to the table.
That's Radio Boston's Jamie Bologna. Stay with us. Coming up, we'll speak to Congresswoman Catherine Clark. I'm Tiziana Dearing. This is Radio Boston.
Si ritrova a pranzo a squarciarelli, fettuccine e vino dei castelli.